Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our time of worship. And at the start of this service, let's just take a moment now to look back over the week that's just finished and to prepare ourselves to worship God now as our leaders in prayer. Lord God, Father, Son and Spirit, we thank you for the week that has just drawn to a close. For all the activity, for the conversations that we have enjoyed, for the love that we have given, and for the love that we have received. Lord, we hold before you the blessings that we continue to see during this time of lockdown. For the wonder of how technologies of different kinds continue to connect us with friends and family. And for the incredible way you continue to provide for us. We also draw to mind the things that we have found difficult this week. And we hold them before you. Lord God, come and work in those situations and those relationships, we pray. Come and show us how we should respond to the challenges we face. And pour out your peace afresh on us today. May our trust in you be deepened in all things, in the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Just a little heads up that later in the service, I'll be inviting you to join with us in communion. So if you need to pause the service at any point to collect bread and wine or juice, then please do so. Our first song of praise tells of how our Saviour Jesus gave his life for us and how we can trust in him because he has conquered death and will return again. This is O Praise the Name.
Savior of
I'd like to start my little talk with a question this week. Please be assured that it's not a difficult one. You don't need to be part of Mensa to answer it. But it's this. How do we work out what it looks like to live well? Or where do we find the wisdom and insight to know how to live and how to make the right decisions? How to be a blessing to others? When I was at school many moons ago, everything you needed to know came in a textbook. In fact, I remember some lessons where we seemed to simply open the textbook and work through it. I guess the equivalent to the humble textbook today would be the internet. If you need to do some research or find out how to do something, just Google it and all the answers will simply pop up onto your screen. The truth is we can look in different places to get the answers to how to live well and to find the wisdom we need. The book of Genesis at the start of the Bible tells us quite a lot about the life and trials of one particular Egyptian pharaoh. Now pharaohs, maybe like some rulers today, were expected to have all the answers. But this pharaoh couldn't turn to the internet or even to textbooks. Instead, we're told that he surrounded himself with wise men and magicians, who he believed would bring him the wisdom and insight he needed. And so when Pharaoh is deeply troubled by his dreams, he calls on the members of this group to interpret them. Now we know from what follows that these dreams spoke of the impending famine that would impact his nation. But Pharaoh is blind to this, and he wants answers. But on this occasion, there is nothing, not even a squeak, not even any suggestion that anyone could explain to Pharaoh what his dreams concerned. That is, until Joseph, the central character in our story, is brought before Pharaoh and invited to tell all. Joseph goes on to reveal to Pharaoh every detail of what his dreams foretell. He's able to succeed where everyone else has failed, and he clearly has a level of wisdom and insight that sets him apart. Why? Because Joseph is filled with the Spirit of God. And as Joseph speaks with Pharaoh, it's only because he is reliant on the wisdom of God that he is able to bring this insight. In all truth, it is God who is making the future known, not Joseph. But what we do see is that Joseph, filled with the Spirit, is attentive to the voice of God. Speaking of Joseph, Pharaoh says later on in Genesis 41 verse 38, "Can we find anyone else like this, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" In the case of Joseph, his encounter with Pharaoh is marked by a divine revelation that he receives through the power of the Spirit. Joseph is not able to bring the kind of wisdom and discernment that is needed in his own strength, but God reveals to him what it is that he needs to know. In the Old Testament, we see this outpouring of the Holy Spirit for God's people at particular times and for particular purposes, to bring strength, direction, revelation and wisdom where it's needed. But it's only from the day of Pentecost onwards that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in all Christians for all of our days. Which is why, as followers of Jesus, we can all know the blessing of a Spirit-filled life today. Joseph was filled with the Spirit of God, and so too are we. And I'd like to suggest this means living with the expectation that the Holy Spirit will also bring revelation, insight and the wisdom of God into our lives too. If you've got a Bible with you, I'd invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's reflect together on these words. Janie's going to read for us now, starting at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
As it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
Through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are able to live not just by sight, but by the revelation of God. By inviting God to give us a fresh insight into the world around us. Our relationship with the Holy Spirit is a dynamic one. And therefore we should expect that the presence of God's Spirit in us will shape the way we understand the world. And like Joseph, there may be times when the Spirit will give us special insight and guidance, so that God's purposes may be worked out in and through us. It could be said that the Holy Spirit brings revelation into our lives in three ways. Firstly, the Spirit teaches us more about God, because the Spirit is part of the Trinity, Father, Son and Spirit. And therefore, as Paul describes it, the Holy Spirit has searched the depths of God. As we all read the Bible and spend time in prayer, we can invite the Holy Spirit to lead us into a deeper understanding of who God is. Secondly, through the Spirit's daily presence in us, we learn more about what it means to be human. For a whole series of twists and turns, revelations and teaching, correction and encouragement, the Holy Spirit is continually shaping us into the likeness of Jesus. And then thirdly, as well as giving us revelation centered on the nature of God and ourselves, the Spirit also gives us wisdom and insight that shapes the way we see the world. Just like in the experience of Joseph, God's Spirit can help us to see things through God's eyes and to know the right way to act or speak. As Paul explains later in the passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, as Spirit-filled people we can have the mind of Christ. This is not to suppose that we see things with the purity and spiritual clarity that God does, but to recognise the wonder of how God chooses to permeate our being with his Spirit and give us a depth of insight into relationships and situations that means God can work through us in incredible ways. So I'd want to encourage us all to live with an expectation that if we are obedient to God's leading and are open to the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then our lives will be shaped by a dynamic interaction with the Spirit of God and infused with God's wisdom and insight. And so to return to our question a little earlier, if our hope is that we might live well, that we might bless others and bring glory to God, then if we need wisdom, let's be quick to ask God for it and pray that our lives, like Joseph's, may be infused with the kind of incredible revelation and wisdom that comes from God alone. Let's pray. Lord God, We open ourselves up to the work of your Spirit today and pray that our lives may be punctuated with incredible moments of revelation as you continue to give us the understanding and insight we need to live lives that bring glory to you. Amen. In a little while, we're going to have the opportunity to share communion together and to celebrate the wonder of new life made possible through Jesus' sacrifice for us and the power of forgiveness. As we prepare for this, we are going to sing, "Here is bread, here is wine." And so, I'd like to invite you to share with us in communion today. To come to the table not because you must, but because you may. To come because it is Jesus who gave his life for you on the cross, who invites you to come. And to put your trust in him as your Lord and Saviour. Before we share in the bread and wine, Jane is going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving.
Loving God, we praise and thank you for your love shown to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life and ministry, announcing the good news of your kingdom and demonstrating its power in the lifting of the downtrodden and the healing of the sick and the loving of the loveless. We thank you for his sacrificial death upon the cross, for the redemption of the world, and for your raising him to life again as a foretaste of glory we shall share. We give you thanks for this bread and wine, symbols of your body and blood, and signs of your transforming love. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we may be renewed into the likeness of Jesus Christ and formed into his body. This we pray in his name and for his sake. Amen.
And so it was. As Jesus was gathered with his disciples in the upper room, that at the end of their meal together, he took the bread and he broke it and he said to them, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." And so, as we eat the bread together today, we give thanks for Jesus' sacrifice for us and for the forgiveness that we have received. Let's eat this bread together now. And in the same way after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me." And so we are reminded this morning that wherever we are in our homes, that we belong to Jesus, that we are part of one church. And so let's drink together now and be thankful. Let's pray. Lord, as we share in communion, we are truly reminded that we are part of one church family that stretches around the globe. And so in this moment, we thank you that we have been welcomed into your family. And we thank you for each other. For everyone who is sharing in this service in different parts of the country, maybe even the world. And we pray that you may make us attentive to the needs of each other. We pray for our country, for those who feel lonely or confused, for those who feel weary and overburdened, for those who have the responsibility for making decisions and need your hand to guide them. We pray, Lord God, that you might comfort those of us who are disturbed and disturb those of us who are comfortable. Energize us to be light where we are. May we be good listeners, peacemakers, healers and joy bringers in the power of your name. And finally, we pray for those situations that are on our hearts, including those that are overseas. We weep again at the disparity in the way resources are shared, in the difference between the haves and the have-nots. And we pray, gracious God, that you may teach us more about how we can live in a way that is just and brings life and hope to those who are so often overlooked. Come and lead us on, Lord, we pray. Amen. As always, I want to thank you so much for joining us in worship today. I pray that through our time together you have encountered our great God once again. Do join us again next Sunday. And a little reminder, if you are a church member here at Desborough, that we have a church members meeting on Wednesday night, and I do hope you can join us. To close, we're going to sing the great hymn, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty." God bless everyone.